Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately about bedtime. And not just any bedtime, but those bedtime routines that seem to stretch on for hours, with stalling and resistance, and one more glass of water, and one more story, and one more hug. If this sounds familiar, I want you to take a deep breath right now, because you are not alone. In fact, this is one of the most common challenges parents face with 3- and 4-year-olds, and there's so much we can understand about why this happens and how we can help. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let's talk about what's really happening when bedtime takes hours, and more importantly, how we can make it peaceful again. First, I want you to know something really important. When your child stalls at bedtime, when they ask for one more thing and then another and then another, they are not trying to drive you crazy. I know it can feel that way, especially when you're exhausted and you just need them to sleep. But here's what the magic book taught me, and what research shows us too. Your 3- or 4-year-old is actually in the middle of a huge developmental leap. They're discovering independence. They're learning that they have their own ideas, their own preferences, their own power in the world. And bedtime, my friend, is one of the places where they practice this newfound autonomy. Think about it. During the day, they're learning to do things by themselves. Put on their own shoes, pour their own water, make choices about what to play. And then bedtime comes, and suddenly we're asking them to stop all that independence and cooperate with our routine. We're asking them to transition from the exciting world of play and connection with you to the quiet, solitary world of sleep. That's a big ask for a little person who's just discovering how wonderful it feels to have control over their own life. Dr. Jody Mindell, a leading sleep researcher at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, has studied bedtime routines for years. And she says something beautiful. She says that a bedtime routine provides multiple benefits to child and family functioning at a time of day that most parents are present with their children. Isn't that wonderful? Bedtime isn't just about sleep. It's about connection, about security, about creating a peaceful transition together. And here's something else the research shows. Consistent, calming bedtime routines can actually reduce stress hormones in young children by up to 30%. 30%. When children know what to expect, when the routine is predictable and filled with connection, their little bodies relax. They feel safe. And that safety is what allows them to let go and drift into sleep. But I know what you might be thinking. Inara, I have a bedtime routine, and it still takes forever. And that's where we need to look a little deeper, my friend, because it's not just about having a routine. It's about how we approach it, how we honor our child's need for both connection and autonomy within that routine. Mayo Clinic experts remind us that bedtime resistance is a normal developmental phase in preschoolers. Normal, not a sign that you're doing something wrong, not a sign that your child is difficult. It's a sign that your child is growing, learning, developing exactly as they should. And the beautiful news is that this phase responds wonderfully to patient, consistent approaches. So what does that look like? Let me share some gentle strategies that the magic book and research both support. First, start your bedtime routine a little earlier than you think you need to. I know you're thinking, Inara, bedtime already takes 2 hours. But here's the thing. When we're rushed, when we're trying to hurry our child through the routine, they feel that pressure. And what do? They push back. They stall even more. But when we build in a little extra time, when we approach bedtime with calm spaciousness, something magical happens. The power struggle dissolves. There's room for connection, for cooperation, for your child to feel like they have some say in how things go. Second, give your child choices within the routine. Not whether to do the routine, but how. Do you want to brush teeth first or put on pajamas first? Do you want the blue toothbrush or the green one? Do you want 2 stories or 3? These small choices honor your child's growing independence while keeping you in charge of the overall structure. It's like saying, I see you growing, I respect your ideas, and we're still going to bed. Third, and this is so important, fill your bedtime routine with connection. Your child's resistance often isn't about bedtime itself. It's about not wanting to separate from you. They've been with you all day, or maybe they haven't been with you enough during the day, and bedtime means that connection ends. So make the routine itself rich with togetherness. Sing songs together. Read stories snuggled close. Talk about the day. Give them your full, undivided attention for those 20 or 30 minutes. When their cup is full of connection, they can let go more easily and hear something beautiful. Research shows that interactive bedtime activities like reading and singing don't just help with sleep. They enhance language development, emotional bonding, and your child's sense of security. So that time you're spending isn't just about getting them to sleep. It's about building their brain, their heart, their trust in you and the world. Now, I want to tell you about a story that might help. It's called The Harmony Arcade Adventure, and it's about two friends, Leo and Mia, who discover a magical arcade where the games create beautiful light patterns, but only when the players listen carefully to each other and cooperate. It's such a wonderful story about how cooperation and listening make everything more beautiful. And you know what? That's exactly what bedtime can be. When you and your child cooperate, when you listen to each other, when you work together, the whole experience becomes more beautiful. Not perfect, not always easy, but more peaceful, more connected. After you read this story with your child, you might try creating your own cooperation ritual at bedtime. Just like Leo and Mia listen to each other to make the arcade games glow, you and your child can listen to each other about what makes bedtime feel good for both of you. Maybe your child needs an extra hug. Maybe they need to know exactly what's happening tomorrow. Maybe they need to tell you about something that worried them today. When we listen, when we cooperate, magic happens. I also want to remind you of something the research tells us. When parents respond to bedtime challenges with patience and consistency rather than frustration, children develop better emotional regulation skills, better executive function, stronger ability to manage their own feelings and behavior. So every night that you stay calm, every night that you honor your child's feelings while maintaining the routine, you're not just getting through bedtime. You're building your child's brain. You're teaching them that their feelings matter, that you're a safe person, that the world is a place where they can trust and be trusted. This won't last forever, my friend. I know it feels endless right now, but this phase of bedtime resistance is temporary. Your child is learning and growing, and soon, they'll have internalized the routine. They'll have developed the self-regulation skills they need. And one day, not too far from now, you'll tuck them in and they'll drift off peacefully, and you might even miss these long, connected bedtime routines just a little bit. Until then, be gentle with yourself. You're doing beautifully. You're showing up every single night, even when you're exhausted. You're trying to understand your child to meet their needs to create peace. That's not just good parenting, my friend. That's wonderful parenting. The Magic Book and I are always here for you. You can find the Harmony Arcade Adventure and so many other stories that help with cooperation, listening, and all the beautiful challenges of raising little ones in the Book of Inara app. Each story is crafted with love to help children learn and grow, and to help you connect with your child in meaningful ways. Sweet dreams, my wonderful friend. May your bedtimes be filled with connection, cooperation, and the kind of peace that comes from knowing you're doing exactly what your child needs. With love and starlight, Inara.